Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 9. In these verses, the Lord tells Oliver Cowdery what more he could do to receive revelation. The same advice applies to you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8 and 9, are revelations to Oliver Cowdery through the prophet Joseph Smith. Oliver desired the gift of translation when he was the prophet's scribe. The Lord told Oliver he would be blessed with the knowledge he desired if he was faithful. Oliver, however, did not do all he needed to do to translate the ancient records at that time, so the Lord told him to continue as a scribe. The Lord promised him another chance to translate if he continued to be faithful. Read these scriptures to see examples of people whose pondering and study led them to great revelations. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1. Helaman chapter 10, verses 2 through 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 11. Now I'm going to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 9, and listen carefully. 7. Behold, you have not understood. You have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought, save it was to ask me. 8. But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right. 9. But if it be not right, you shall have no such feelings. But you shall have a stupor of thought that shall cause you to forget the thing which is wrong. Therefore you cannot write that which is sacred, save it be given you from me. Now going back to verse 8, where it says, you must study it out in your mind, then you must ask me, what problems do you need the Lord's help with? Think through your problem, pondering what you can do to resolve it, and then consult with the Lord in prayer. If you ask in faith with an honest heart, believing that you shall receive a knowledge, Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 1, he will answer you. But remember, the Lord will respond in his own way and time. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 63 through 68. Now looking at verse 9, but you shall have a stupor of thought that shall cause you to forget the thing which is wrong. Stupor is a daze or state of reduced sensibility. Looking again at verse 8, and if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right. What does a burning in the bosom mean? Does it need to be a feeling of caloric heat, like the burning produced by combustion? If that is the meaning, I have never had a burning in the bosom. Surely the word burning in this scripture signifies a feeling of comfort and serenity. That is the witness many receive. That is the way revelation works. Truly the still small voice is just that, still and small. That comes from Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Teaching and Learning by the Spirit, and signed March 1997, page 7. To learn more about receiving revelation, read these articles in the Gospel Library at www.lds.org. Communion with the Holy Spirit, Ensign March 2002 by President James E. Faust. Personal Revelation, The Gift, the Test, and the Promise, Ensign November 1994 by President Boyd K. Packer. And Scripture Reading and Revelation, Ensign January 1995 by Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Editor's Note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected Scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article, line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 9.